Blog Talk Radio. Monday afternoon. I don't know where you're at, but geographically where we're at, we've actually had some snow this morning across here in Idaho. It looks like it's raining again now, so we're having some weather events out here. It's a great day to be inside with some popcorn and some warm coffee. So anyway, alrighty, let's see, some of our upcoming events here. First of all, we want to tell people about the our Psychics Gone Wild site. It's www.psychicsgonewild, all small letters, all run together, psychicsgonewild.com. And on those pages, each of our readers and psychic people and our poetess, Jan, everybody has got a page there. Some of them are still under construction. The last time I looked, Ryan's page was still undergoing some construction there, and trying to get a hold of him was rather interesting, but that is one place you can find us all under one roof, so to speak. We are coming down to the last days of everybody being able to vote for your favorite psychic shows, psychic people. You can vote for up to 25, and the way you do that is you send an email to newyorkgate@aol.com, and it's just, again, that one word stuff with all small letters, newyorkgate@aol.com, and you send it attention Peggy North, just like it is spelled, PEGGYNORTH, and you can list up to 25 of your favorite shows, favorite psychics, favorite readers, all that stuff, and that is, I'm not sure if the cutoff date, it's, I know this week, it's either October 25th or 26th, so it's either Thursday or Friday that ends, so please make sure to cast a vote for us, hopefully. And, you know, along with whoever else, you know, 25, at least they were generous. And, you know, so you don't necessarily have to pick and choose between any one person or whatever. So that was kind of nice of them. Let's you, you know, put votes in. And that helped us because it allows us to be higher. Like, they have these directories and things and for advertising purposes and all that good stuff. It helps our show, helps our psychic folks. And anyway, gets all that word out there. Tomorrow, we're having a special time with Psychics Gone Wild because international author, and I haven't heard all the stuff he'd done. Apparently, he's a very psychic person himself. Richard Harvey from Spain is going to be on, and it will be at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. He will be on for an hour, so he'll be on from 11 a.m. to noon on Eastern Time. And then following him, our regular Tuesday gal is going to be psychic Pamela, musical psychic Pamela Cummins, and she will be on from noon to 1. And Jethro is going to be on moderating for everybody, so tomorrow will be an awesome day to call in. Again, that'll be from, it'll be a two-hour spot. It'll be 11 to 12 will be Richard Harvey, and 12 to 1 will be Pamela. So join us in, and of course, it's always the same number, 773-897-6461. On Wednesday, we have Dina Flanagan. I know that one for sure, and Jethro is always working at getting people lined up, so we sometimes have surprises, people who show up and go, oh, wow, okay, this person is on with us, yay. So we have a new face, new place, some different pieces to the puzzles. Thursdays, as far as I know, is going to be Aurora Rose and Ryan, although I know Jethro has mentioned, wow, several people. I really need to write these down because he just, y'all know if you called into the show, you know how fast he talks, and he flips those names by, and I go, wait, I didn't get that written down. He says, oh, I got to go by. And he's like, okay. If there was some way to do rewind on that, I would be able to tell you who all the people coming up. But I know we're having some special guests and different people coming up in the 10 days before Halloween, which is the 31st, and then into November, we've got people booked out, special guests and whatever. So we're doing some variety. He's getting some people who are authors and very well known in their field. So it's, you know, just kind of stay tuned with us and see who's coming on and what day. Fridays is usually on Florida Mermaid Amy Cavanaugh. She does work with hospice. She does work with the widows groups and kind of works on the grief, you know, healing stuff. And she's working on her Reiki stuff and getting that together. So she does energetic healing. You know, that's body, mind, emotion, soul, spirit, because Reiki works on all those different levels. So she is really making herself effective in addition to just working, you know, physically with groups. It's like, and we're trying to get her set up on a time where she would be able to actually have like a widow's group or a grief kind of like group or special grief that she could call in. And we're looking at putting that over on that psychic learning connection. So she might be able to do a couple spots with us. Like, you know, she was wanting to do like an hour place, but it's like we were doing that show currently about 30 minutes at a shot. So maybe she can, you know, be able to come on and address grief issues and loss issues and that kind of stuff in that kind of format. So we're looking at doing some different things over there too. All right. Yeah, let's see. Anything else in particular? Saturdays is always our surprise days. This show always has amazing people on for us with us, et cetera. So we'll just kind of tune in and see what he's got going for us on those days. Okay. And again, it's blog does its normal thing, and of course, especially with the rain and different weather patterns, it's like if you get blog, what we call blog toss, if blog drops you either out of the queue or out of chat, don't be offended, just log back in. It's like we always seem to have problems with either, you know, people, they can't hear us and they have to log back in two or three times, not sure what it is. Sometimes if people hit refresh on their computers, that, you know, refreshes the page, brings it back up. I'm not sure what it is, but all I know is every time we seem to get on, blog just, you know, sends us these little, because we have this help thing back there, and they say, we're having circuit overloads. So we must overload their circuits. I don't know. But anyway, all righty. Well, normally it's card class, but we got some callers who've been waiting patiently here, so I am going to take some callers here today. And what I need you guys to do, if you're a first-time caller and you don't know how this works, what I need is I'll do just a small, what I call mini reading. We'll look up your birth part. We'll look up your planetary ruler. If you've called in before and you want a little bit more information as to what planetary periods you're in or what things are coming up, you know, for a year, we can look at that too. But at the very least, I will need your month, your birth month, and your day. And it's like, and then if we're looking at stuff for the year, a year, or if you can just tell me what your current age is, that will work too. So, okay, we are going to start out with caller here. Area code 513. 513, you are on with us.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
Good. This is Kim, and my birthday is 5/16/79.
5/16/79. Okay, that looks like May. That's Taurus, I believe.
Yep. Something yep, like you're right.
Okay. Okay, and you are that 16th is, oh, a three of diamonds and a seven of hearts. Okay. So you three of diamonds people. I know you guys are very creative. Three of diamonds are. And let's see, let me get that second one. That's seven of hearts, because we look at both of those. It kind of gives us in Western astrology, you know, you have what's called your sun sign and then your, like, planetary ascendant. With this system, what it has is it's just the birth cards are just like our deck of playing cards, you know, what you play poker with or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what it looks at is it's a system that was devised, depending on what your belief system is, what they tell us about it is the Atlantean people actually worked this out somewhere around 20,000 years ago for life forms on our planet. So if you want to go there, that's where they say it comes from. But where we have first record, actually, of seeing the birth cards in some place that is the oldest documentable record that we know of was the three kings who showed up to give the Christ child gold, frankincense, and myrrh. In different translations, it calls them the astrologers from the east. It calls them the wise men from the east. In one translation I've seen, it also calls them the magi. And that's what this card system is. It's the card of the magi.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's like you look at all the stuff.
Yeah, that
like,
is. It's crazy.
Wow. I've gone in some of the archive shows we go into and, you know, kind of explain the, you know, like there are 52 weeks, there's 52 cards. There's, you know, four seasons, there's four suits, there's, you know, all these things, and numerically how it works out, it's phenomenal what these things do. But
right.
Okay, the three of diamonds is called the financial creativity. You're a financially creative person. It's one of the most difficult life paths, actually, of all the cards, especially when the three of diamonds is a woman, because that queen of diamonds, your personality and karma card, is the other most difficult card in the deck. Wow.
Oh,
you see. Maybe
oh,
that explains a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Indecision and values. The threes give us indecision. They're very creative, but it can also be like the hamster wheel. You know, hamster on a wheel is like you can be indecision and stress. But indecision and values, along with some past life relationship karma, you've got that six of hearts as a karma card, can result in a lot of challenges with affections. You could be some of the biggest worriers about your finances. All threes are guilty of worry, no matter what good they are, and indecision, and must find constructive outlets for your overactive mind. The best remedy is to go find an expression of your creativity. You've got to express yourself. So, and like I've told people, I've seen bricklayers be creative with what they do. So, you know, there's always creativity, and no matter what job, you know, you do. A natural interest in metaphysics should be cultivated if you're to know more peace in your life and overcome the many hurdles and temptations. You have a mind that can penetrate the secrets of the universe. Among the secrets lies the understanding about your life and your karma you're here to deal with. That understanding brings a lot of peace into your life. You always know right from wrong, though sometimes you try to ignore what you know. Like always. Not all the three of the diamonds have those problems. If you're operating on the high side of that card, because then there's two sides to this all the time. You're extremely creative and productive. You express yourself in a multitude of productive ways, and you can be really a great entertainer or public speaker. You've got a powerful mind. You've usually got a powerful voice to match. With that voice and the mental resources to back it up, you can be the most effective promoters once you've really found something you believe in. Consider yourself lucky, you know, if you've got a three of diamonds promoting your products. Let me talk to you later. You've got satisfaction in business where they can travel or do different various things. There's usually someone younger for whom you have to make sacrifices, whether it's your own children or nieces or nephews or somebody on your adoptive family, something like that. But with two nines in your life path, your later life can be disappointing unless you've developed that spiritual side, which gives you peace and wisdom. You're here to try on many ideas for size and then to settle on the truth. You always benefit from changes and travel. Your advice is to pursue a career that gives you some freedom in that area. And then in relationship area, you just run neck and neck with that Queen of Diamonds as being the most difficult deck in relationship. There's such great creativity. You come into this life feeling like there's boundless realms to explore and experience. At some point, you realize you also have tremendous fears of abandonment and betrayal that you got to deal with along the way. Usually manifests as, you know, kind of younger, you know, play in the field or, you know, constant decision regarding matters of love and marriage. And if it's not you yourself, you tend to draw, if it's not you having those issues, you will draw people in who reflect that. If you don't deal with your own inner insecurities, you're usually going to choose to have transitory relationships. So, you know, if you want, when you choose to deal with your own stuff, you're going to find that you're going to find somebody. It's like the gentleman who wrote this book, he himself is a Queen of Diamonds, and he's had two relationships, but the second one he said is a keeper. So anyway, the Seven of Hearts in Venus tells you, learn to let others be as they are and to heal your own fears of betrayal and abandonment. That, again, that Six of Hearts is the first karma card. Tells us you arrive in life with a tendency to be somewhat thoughtless maybe about other people's feelings, you know, whether you've got a carefree nature. Sometimes you leave other people feeling really uncertain about your affections. So in this lifetime, you learn the value of being consistent with love and affection. So it usually takes time. So, you know, we expect most of their romantic happiness is kind of come later in life. And that can be okay because Three of Diamonds, those romantic drives and desire for relationship usually sustain itself well into the last years of your life. And there was something else back there. Let's see. Okay, lost that pattern of thought there. Okay, we're going to look with that Seven of Hearts as that planetary ruler and see what else that kind of adds to you here. That is, come on, seven. There we go. Love life is very important, but also the sevens are the cards of faith. But your love life is very important. You've got many challenges in this area that you're working on during the course of your life. You tend to attract powerful partners, those with a strong will. Once you're in a relationship, you get involved in power struggles with your mate, and that's kind of an attempt to learn unconditional love, which is that that's what's reflected with that seven. It's something that you have a really good possibility of experiencing in your life. You know how to give to others without expectation. It makes you a really good friend and an effective counselor. When you apply this to your own love life, you experience great freedom and joy. You've got a charming personality and the ability to heal others' emotional wounds. So, any of this sound like you?
Yeah, all of it. You're right on.
Cool.
You are right on. Yep.
Well, was there anything else you had a quick question about?
Can you tell? Are you like psychic future wise or no?
What I can do is I can look in your card layouts and I can give you just kind of just an overview. Let's see where you had. Okay, 79. I'm bad at my math here, and I didn't bring my calculator. So it's like 79, 89, 99, 9. So you're 33 this year.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me look in your 33rd year here, because what this does, this system lays out our cards from birth to 99. So it's really phenomenal. Like they expect you to live really long.
Amazing.
Let's see. Okay, so where you're at right now is you're in your Jupiter time period for this year, which began October 19th. And that goes through till December 10th. It's like each of the planets transition through. It's called your personal year. It's like, so whenever your birth date is, like you have Mercury for 52 days, Venus for 52 days, Mars, Jupiter, like I said, you're in your 52-day Jupiter point right now. And that goes, like I said, from October 19th to December 10th. December 10th, you're going to start in Saturn. And that's Jupiter is your biggest blessing. Saturn is your biggest challenges. Uranus doesn't come in until February 1st. And you have it until March 25th when you start in your Neptune timeframe. So let me just take a real quick look and see what's going on. 10-19 looked at Jupiter. Okay. And what did I just say? The 3. Okay. So we're looking at 3 of diamonds, 4. Well, the other interesting thing, because you've got this coming up, not for a while, but it's like just kind of in the back of your mind, when you hit 44, it's called your rebirth year. Your pre-birth year, sorry about that. And then at age 45 is called your rebirth year. And that's when a lot of people have what they call a midlife crisis. And what it is your cards, and this is true for everybody in the deck. It's like everybody in the deck, when you hit that 44, everybody's year, 44th year is a pre-birth year. Everybody's 45th year is a rebirth year. And it's a time when your birth cards in this system are exactly the same, except for the long-range ones. But the Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, all of those are in the exact same spot that they were on the day you came into the planet. They're at your first year, at your 0 year. So a lot of people have that, quote, they call, midlife crisis happens when they're in their 45th year, and it's like because you, whether consciously or unconsciously, you kind of are going with your cards and go, I can make the second, 45 years of my life much different. And people, right. do these changes and stuff, and people go, man, I don't know you anymore. It's like, well, I just kind of upped it an octave. It's like, and they do. And it's like that's where we got that, phrase of the midlife crisis is because that's when it really hits us, and that's why it is. Okay, you at 33 are your biggest thing for this year, your long range, what you're looking at for this year is a 10 of clubs. Tens are about your groups. Clubs are actually the scholars of the deck. And when you're looking at that, and that's okay, that's your long range. Let me look at this real quick. Can bring you measurable success and recognition in one of the mind-related fields or endeavors. It could be like publishing, teaching, other areas where large groups are benefiting from your talent and brilliance. Recognition for your talents and efforts are forthcoming this year. It will somehow touch upon all areas of your life and take on a lot of prominence in your affairs. However, if you don't have a productive and constructive outlet for your mind this year, the Ten of Clubs could indicate problems with stress and difficulty sleeping at night. So if you find a good outlet for that mental powers present, it's going to bring you measured success and recognition. It's got some keywords, what I call the affirmation ones. These are the ones you write down on your note card and, look at them every day in the bathroom. Is a year of mental accomplishment and having a lot of ideas. I share my knowledge with a large number of people. So just kind of, keep that in the back of your mind. Okay, and where are you at for your Jupiter time frame? Oh, wow, you've got the Queen of Hearts and a Two of Spades. And interestingly enough, the Queen of Hearts is marriage card. So you might have that kind of, on your mind or in a relationship. And let's see that Queen of Hearts and Two of Spades in those moments there. Queen of Hearts made some tarts. Yeah, I know. They're all wonderful. In Jupiter, okay, under this influence, either a marriage or if you're already married, a birth would be financially beneficial and blessed in many ways. Caution that this expansive influence does not cause you to overindulge in pleasures to the detriment of your health or weight. This influence promotes ease, comfort, and pleasure as well as a good mixture of love and money. It also brings a really spiritual quality to personal relationships all year, causing them to glow with goodness and grace. Another important meaning of this card is your marriage partner, if you've got one or if you're single, whatever, is making more money this year. So in a reverse sort of way, this card is an indicator of financial success for your partner, whatever work they may be involved in. It also holds true for non-marriage relationships, significant others, but only when your partner helps support you financially. It's one of the best influences for marriage. It's one of the best times of the year to get married. Any and all women who have birth cards of the hearts, could be a financial or other blessing to you this year. So if you know of other people, that are hearts ladies, it's like they will be benefits to you this year. And then that Two of, yeah, then the two of spades. Okay, we're going to just look at this, the underlying one. Because a lot of times it has, you know, it gives you kind of like, you know, the balance. It's like, you know, here's what this is, and then here's the balance of it. Is it brings you a very beneficial business partnership or one that involves large amounts of money. Look to the underlying cards, okay, that other card, which is the Queen of Hearts, and nearby to determine who that partner might be. It guarantees most of your financial successful areas is going to be in partnerships, not only in this period, but kind of for the entire year to some extent. It can indicate successful business meetings. Get consultation on all important money decisions. So just kind of awesome. A quick look as to what's going on from now until December 10th, and then if you want to know what's going on in Saturn with the September 10th, call back if you had.
Okay, awesome. You're right on, though. My husband's going to get a new job. And, I mean, everything you said is right on. So,
cool. Very awesome. I love hearing that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Make sure you go to that New York Gate AOL and vote for us, please.
Okay.
We love to hear what's going on with people.
All right.
Okay,
thanks
thank
so
you
much.
For calling in. You bet.
All right.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and our next caller here is area code 780. 780, you are on with us.
Hello.
Who am I talking with today?
I'm talking with Jade today.
Oh, right. Jay or Jade?
J-A-Y.
J-A-Y. Okay, Jay. How you doing, Jay?
Yeah, I'm fine,
okay,
thank you.
Good deal. What is your month and day?
I can give you my full birthday, no problem.
Sure.
March 24th, 1964.
24 of 64. Okay, let's see who you are. Let's see, that looks like it might be one of our customers' days. Let's have a look here real quick. You're into solidly into Aries. Okay, and yours is, your birth card on that 24th is a Queen of Clubs. You're a very nurturing person for your gender. And you've also, wow, that's interesting. And you've also got a Three of Diamonds. So if you were listening earlier to what I said with the Three of Diamonds, it's not your birth card, but it is your planetary ruler. I find it really interesting that a lot of times we get people who call in that have similar cards, either birth cards or planetary ruling cards, on the day. So it's like, it's really kind of cool. Okay, and 64, so that's, help me do math here. So you are 74, 84, 94, 4.
48.
40. 48. Okay, so you already went through your, I guess I should ask, it's like, did you go through that midlife crisis about the time you hit 45?
probably about 40, I think that's when I started actually my spiritual path.
Okay, all right, good enough. Okay, let's see what we got for you on Queen's Clubs here. Indications are... And I know, like I say, all the queens are very very nurturing. It's like you tend to mother hen people. The Queen of Clubs is actually called the mother of intuition. You're very service-oriented, receptive in nature. With that mental nature because of that club, you tend to deal maybe in publishing trades, administrative work, or among the more aware ones, psychic work or intuitive work like that. So it's like, you know, your spiritual path, if that's opening up, it's like that's exactly where you're at. Being queens, you're always aware of your place in the royal court. You resist anyone trying to mold you in any way. Your displaced card is a Three of Hearts as well as a Five of Clubs in Venus. Tells with uncertainty and indecision about love and friendship. Kind of makes it hard for you sometimes to find lasting happiness in those areas. Mental gifts are abundant, and whether you realize it or not, you're always receiving knowledge from that natural intuitive gift. You've got incredible organizational minds, but you live life at such a high pitch that often you're stressed out or overdoing it, like you're like a little hamster running on a wheel at night. The Ace of Spades in Jupiter promises a lot of rewards if and when you follow spiritual or psychic or intuitive lines of work or pursuit. You have a deep heritage of knowledge from past lives that is always available. The Queen of Clubs is also called the Mother Mary card, and many of you have one or more, you know, quote, children. Doesn't have to be biological children, but, you know, your nieces, nephews, you know, adopted friends, whatever. Who you make sacrifices in your life, just as Mary had to undergo the sacrifice of her son. The Queen of Clubs is very creative and resourceful. Often you have two or more jobs and many interests. You do best when there's some creative expression and freedom of movement in your careers. You really, you know, you take pride in your work, you do your job well. Some queens are slated to make great contributions to our society. That natural inclination to help and nurture others can be expressed in work that helps thousands of people or more. In relationships, many get married. Not all are happy about it or make success of it. Now, I beg to differ on some of this because my sister was a queen of clubs, and she chose to get married, and, you know, they made it work. So it's like it just depends on what you want to do, because you've got that powerful mind and will. Not a lot of partners can handle, you know, you and your willful way, okay? You carry with you some karmic seeds for one or more difficult relationships that's going to be brought to fruition at some point in your life. For that reason, a lot of you, you know, you might try marriage once and go, I'm not doing that again. But then again, you may go, I'll give it a second try. It just depends. And, you know, this is just, it's so individual. It just depends on what you want to do. These are the other probabilities. Sometimes you might change your mind a lot about what you want. And if you do that, your partners feel kind of insecure about your love, and that can cause kind of a separation. You operate on higher frequencies, meaning that whoever you have as a partner has to have some mental ability and communication skills to really make it work. There's a certain amount of emotional indecision that just adds to that challenges, you know, you've got to deal with when you fall in love. And it carries some of the most challenging emotional and relationship karma of all the cards in the deck. And that's, again, you've got a Seven of Hearts in Saturn and a Three of Hearts as your first karma card. Both of those indicate emotional needs that require care to deal with effectively. But with that determined effort, any, you know, Queen of Clubs, you can apply yourself with great success. The question is whether or not you choose to. You can find a balance with a relationship that's long-term, but maybe not necessarily exclusive or binding. But your work is often your first love, and relationships and the work required to make true intimacy possible sometimes are put as a lower priority in your life. So, you know, just depends. You know, a lot of this, and, you know, anything that I'm saying here, it's like what I always tell people, too, is free will. Anybody can always take this and, you know, do free will and do something totally different with it. With that Three of Diamonds as your planetary ruler gives you a lot of creative ability, which, if you express it, can bring great success. But you've got, there's an uncertainty about your line of work or about what's most important to you in life may also cause a great deal of worry or stress from time to time. If you worry about money a lot, even when you're doing well financially, I was just going to say, work on doing that attitude of gratitude. Like, you know, The Secret teaches us, Rhonda Byrne and all that. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, be focused on the positive. Creative expression is really a healing balm for you. You may also find that you're drawn towards the study of, you know, mystery, metaphysics, other spiritual subjects. You've got a natural gift of understanding and a keen mind that can really penetrate the deepest of subjects. Personally, you're probably going to have challenges in that relationship arena, just, you know, connected with fluctuating values and abundant possibilities, because there's a lot of creativity in those threes, along with a stress. Okay. Excuse me. And let's see. And I'm looking at that.
Interesting. Thank you.
Okay. Not sure if you wanted to take a quick look at what your yearly long was here. It's like 48. I was going to look at the... Okay, and that was... What did I just say? That was... I'm glad I wrote things down. Okay, Queen of Clubs. Queen of Clubs here in this one is... Okay, in 48th year... Okay, your long range for this one is a Nine of Hearts. Nines can be disappointing, but they can also be, if you look at it as one door closes, another door opens. Nines are about like graduation time periods in your year. Kind of think back to high school graduation. You know, a lot of people go, you know, yay, I'm out of here. Other people go, dang, I had such a good time, I didn't want it to end. But the fact that it's a Nine of Hearts is like you're going to be bringing some, what you focus on this year is there's some relationships and things that are going to be coming into completion and kind of finishing out, you know, whatever purpose they were for doing. So you can look at them as, you know, you might lose friends, you might gain friends, but it's like a lot of times in these, completing that relationship means, you know, you kind of bless that person and let them go on type of thing,
mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense.
Yep.
All right. Does that help at all?
It helps quite a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting season, I guess. And, oh, man, changes on for Aries. Holy cow.
You bet. Well, and call back in and, you know, ask, you know, we don't limit people to just calling in once. I know we've had some people say, you know, oh, we're only allowed to call in once. It's like, no, we have people calling the show every day. So if you got more, and we have different people on every day, tomorrow we're going to have some really cool people on, so you know, if you got further questions or something like that, call in and get another, what we call another piece of the jigsaw puzzle, because everybody here has different talents and different complementary things. So call us back.
Okay.
Come and see us again.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in today. You bet.
You're welcome. Bye.
All righty. And let's see here. Let's see if this is going to behave here. We're having the Blog Talk Studio moments. Okay. And, okay, 860, you're on with us.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. Who am I talking to today?
I did call you guys Thursday, and it was my birthday, and I guess one of you wanted me to call in for the birthday greeting.
Oh, yeah, by all means. Okay, so is today the day?
Well, my birthday is October 18, 1989.
18, okay, of 89. Okay, all right, and let's see here. Yeah, that's always exciting to start at the very beginning of your year, because this gives you a really good look at what's, you know, things coming up for your year and all that good stuff. Okay, so 10-18. Okay, and that is, let's see, 4 clubs and a jack of spades. Okay. Let me get my cheat notes going here. 4 clubs, jack of spades, so I don't lose track of where I'm going here. Okay, 4 clubs, people. Can't remember if I gave you some of this or not. Just kind of a little bit of a rundown about you know, who the clubs are. It's like who the fours are. It's like you like stability is one of the big things. And let's see, you're the card of mental satisfaction. It's a card of stability. That underlying 5 of clubs indicates hidden restlessness that can manifest in a lot of ways. You're progressive. You can utilize this to create new ideas in your chosen line of work rather than let that restlessness keep you from achieving success. You're one of those people that you know what you know, and you're not likely to change your mind on behalf of someone else unless you see the value of change for yourself. People might describe you as stubborn in some cases. You're sometimes fond of arguments, since you usually win, and you do well in legal matters. You've got really good constitution, your health-wise. You're known for your hard work. It's a really successful job. You're good at sales work. You enjoy talking about what you believe in. You're popular. You do well in groups. As long as you don't let your love of debate get out of hand, you keep a really fine reputation at work. However, you also want a successful love life, and that's one of your major life challenges. Often that drive and determination masks a desire to be accepted by others, and that same acceptance you find difficulty in giving yourself, okay? And it's like this is one of those places where we look at Bible, and it says, you know, love your neighbor. You know, you love God first, but you love your neighbor as you love yourself. So it's like love yourself first in a healthy way, and it's like, and when you love yourself and accept yourself, others also see that value in you. In other cases, your desire for work success competes with your desire for love and affection. Last years of life are often most successful. You usually end up with, you know, good finances and financial protection, you know, a lot of savings, a lot of things. You know, you're not going to have to be out in the breadline there. 4 of clubs collectively are called the keepers of knowledge. Show us information has a practical value, and we can apply happy and success. We can be happy and successful by applying what we already have. In relationships, it can manifest in a lot of ways. Your need for affection is a major issue in your life. Combined with certain restlessness and fear of commitment, it can in cases be the cause for untold pain for relationships, but it's not true for all of you. The basic karma in love is good, and if you can find a partner that appreciates a little space, you're going to be a lot happier. You know, you like a little bit of freedom there. That jack of clubs in Venus tells us you also need to watch for a tendency to be attracted to people with what's called low reputation or morality. If you're choosing to operate on the lower side, that's not going to be a good thing. I'll just put it that way. It's like there's some stuff on the low side. You don't want to go there. You might attract, you know, dishonest people into your life, whatever you're going to attract to this with that characteristic. So stay on the high side. Many are drawn to artists that are in the creative field, but sometimes those really creative people can be ones with questionable characters. That same deck of space can be expressed in higher levels as an attraction to those with more spiritual perspective in life, and those relationships generally fare far better. With that jack of spades as your planetary ruler, kind of gives us another look at another piece of your puzzle, another facet here. It's a ruling card that adds a strong creative energy to your personality that could manifest in several ways. You might be drawn towards acting yourself or some form of artistic expression, or even if you're not, you've got a lot of creativity that you do to apply to whatever work you're doing. Jack of Spades is also called the card of the thief. And because of the strong creative influence, people of this card sometimes make few distinctions in the areas of honesty, or you can get involved with people who will rip you off, okay? And if one of the cards is called the One-Eyed Jacks, others might see you as being kind of one-sided in your opinions and attitudes. It's also the card of the spiritual initiate. You may feel drawn towards the study of spiritual subjects, which can really transform your life to that higher, higher level. Let's see, an 89, so you are turning 89, 99, let's see, wait a minute, 89, 9, so you're 20, I'm sitting here trying to do math here, okay, 9, 10, 11, 12, you're 23 this year, so this is your 23rd year, okay, we're going to look and just kind of see what kind of things are coming up in your personal year here, and that is for that. Okay, there we go. Four clubs. Forget where I'm at. I get, Jack of Spades up. Now four clubs. Okay, let's see here. And that one is... And I also know that you're in your Mercury time frame. You're in your Mercury time frame for the next 52 days. Things in Mercury, often, it's kind of the quick come and go. Mercury is the planet of quick things. Things happen quickly, but, you know, it's like if bad things are going on, they can also pass off quickly, too. Okay, so you're not stuck with those all year. You've got a long-range card that's an Ace of Hearts, so kind of maybe looking for love this year. Okay, looking for romance. And you've got the Ace also in your Displacement, that same Ace of Hearts, so that shows up twice here for you. Right now in your Mercury, you've got a Five of Clubs. Fives are restlessness, and sometimes it can indicate moves like, you know, travel, or, you know, moving from one residence to another, or if you're not, you know, physically moving like that, you might be rearranging furniture or something like that. But you've also got this King of Diamonds here in the Mercury. Kings are always really good. I'm just kind of looking forward, looking here. Venus, you have a Queen of Spades and a Three of Spades. Mars period, you have Ace and Ten of Diamonds, both diamonds. Wow, there's some monetary things going on there. In Jupiter, you've got your own Jack of Spades and a Jack of Diamonds, two Jacks in Jupiter, very fortunate things. Saturn, you have a Ten of Spades, a Six of Spades and a Ten of Hearts. And Uranus, you have a Seven of Diamonds and a Three of Clubs. And what I'm going to say, I'm just kind of reading these off quick. I'm going to suggest, you know, go back through, listen in archives, and just kind of write these down, because this is, you know, we can work on the time frames that they come in. Neptune time frame is a Three of Clubs. And then your Pluto and result cards is a Seven of Clubs and a Nine of Diamonds. Okay, those are kind of things that you end up with. The environment card is, that's kind of one of your areas of greatest blessings for, like, you know, the whole year, is a Three of Hearts. So you've got some, you might have, you know, more than one relationship this year. Okay, you might be, you know, dating several people, something like that. Okay, but just for the moment, we're going to look at what's happening with this Five of Clubs here in the Mercury time frame. And see what's up with that. And see what your biggest focus is for the next, like, some days. Okay, in Mercury, it's a sudden change in mind brought about by a short trip or unexpected news may happen. You might take many short trips to make an unexpected journey or move, possibly due to your own impatience or something. Don't let restlessness drive you crazy. It may just be that some change is overdue. It's going to bring about many improvements in your present situation. Advice from friends might be helpful, okay? And then also with that King of Diamonds, where that's at, and the year 23 for you anyway is always a big, transitory thing. It's like anything where you have where your numbers that you are is like a 2 plus a 3 adds to a 5. Fives are always about restlessness and change, so it's going to be kind of a restless year for you anyway. Diamonds in the Mercury, that King of Diamonds in the Mercury period, you could see yourself attaining a quick but significant financial success by applying your savvy and quick thinking to some idea or business. You've got very good influence for success in most money-making ventures you're involved in. Especially favored are those that are either schemes or those that involve education, cars, or short trips. Use your mind now. The idea that you get could be worth more than you think. So this is one of those where what I tell people is, you know, get one of those little bitty, you know, pocket memo things, the spiral bounds, carry, you know, carry that little memo thing and a pen with you. And when you get, you know, what some people call harebrained ideas, when you get a really, you know, say, wow, that's a really cool thought, flip that notebook out, write the date on it, write what your idea is, flip it back in. And it's like, and because you don't always have those, you know, creative time periods in there, but it's like that, you know, showing that it's going to be a really creative time thought. It's like, write down some of those ideas, because it may be something that would be really good for entrepreneurial, you know, for like opening your own business, something like that. So it's like, get that little notebook on hand and write down some of your, you know, interesting ideas. It's like, and don't let other people judge them. Because you'd be surprised. I mean, it's like one of the most interesting, businesses on the internet was from people. And it's like this guy, he's on like a stores online thing. He says, people selling dirt and making a living at it. And we're going like, what? And he says, yeah. It's like this company started, they're selling wheatgrass, okay? So he says, basically, they sell you 10 pounds of dirt, the wheatgrass, and it's a grow-your-own-wheatgrass thing. And he says, they're making millions at it. And I was like, wow, okay? So never, you know, when people say, you know, I'm going to sell dirt, it's like, okay, what are you going to put in the dirt? It's like, there you go. So interesting ideas, you know, don't overlook any of them, because with a little bit of tweaking, it's like, you know, you may have something really cool coming out of that. Okay, any other area or any specific that you want to look at today? Or
The thing that drew my attention was datings and things like that you mentioned. I haven't dated for a long time, except for one this year, but that was a dangerous one.
Okay.
But that's a long But I moved forward from that, but I've been single for like one and a half, as of right now. It's just, yeah, I really am looking into that, you know, for my next year, 2013, or maybe, I don't know, maybe end of this year, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward into dating and stuff.
Okay,
so.
That makes a lot of sense. We'll speak to that one then here real quick. That Ace of Hearts is your long-range card. It's going to be a year of much love activity for you. At least, you know, your mind's going to be there kind of really focused on that. The Ace of Hearts is your long-range card. Indicates the beginning of one or more important personal relationships. It's also a card of childbirth. Well, probably not for your gender, but it can indicate a new member of your family. That might be, you know, your family, a sister's family, something other is about to arrive, or that topic of childbirth assumes a much greater importance this year. Often the Ace of Hearts indicates a motivation for love and affection that gets you out of your social complacency, okay? Kind of gets you out of the, what, a rut. My grandma used to say, you know, a rut is a grave with the ends kicked out, so don't stay there. It's a very stimulating influence, one that makes you the initiator of relationships. It may be that you've been a long time without a close relationship, right? And this is the year you begin to explore having an important someone in your life. In any event, this powerful card usually indicates one or more new relationships forming, and among them, at least one very important one. Your keyword is a desire for love and affection, initiating new love relationships, love affairs, birth of a child. So like I say, it might not necessarily be your child, but, you know, might be, you know, brothers, sisters, you know, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, you know, things like that. So, but yeah, there's that indication that you're going to be forming in this coming year. So, you know, give it the next 12 months. And the fact that you're the initiator, don't be afraid to step out and say, you know, hi, my name is so-and-so. You know, would you like to go out, you know, for a cup of coffee or a cup of wheat juice or, you know, whatever it is. You know, someplace public, you know, just kind of sit down and, you know, have a conversation with somebody. So it's like definitely that's out there. And, you know, make sure you put your foot forward and go for it, because you'd be surprised at how many invitations people are going to accept. So does that help?
Yeah. There was a lot of things that you said that really got in my mind that were very much what I've been thinking about, like moving and business and things like that.
All those, yep. Well, this is a year for it, so absolutely. You know, and call us back, and it's like, you know, we'll keep pace with what's going on here, because like I say, every 52 days it changes. It's like I say, right now you're in your Mercury period, your Venus period is going to start. Let's see, I can at least give you those dates, and like I say, you know, I would encourage you to go back through seriously in archives, and you know, kind of just catch these down. But for your personal year, okay, your Mercury time period starts on, of course, the day you're born, 10/18. Your Venus time period is going to start December 9th. Your Mars time period is going to start January 31st. Your Jupiter time period is going to start March 24th. Your Saturn time period is going to start May 15th. Your Uranus time period is going to start July 6th. And your Neptune period will start August 27th and go up to your birthday again. So just kind of, you know, listen back through, make that chart, you know, kind of get some out, you know, write the planetary rulers out, that kind of stuff. Just kind of get those dates. And then what I listed earlier was the cards that's going to be in those. So, you know, we can kind of, when you call and say, hey, you know, I wanted to ask about, you know, my Venus time period, and here's the cards, it's, you know, that kind of stuff. So it kind of gives you a look at what's happening for your year. So absolutely.
So the obvious planets have to do with different meanings of those different time frames, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Venus, I know Venus has, you know, I'm a Libra, so I should know what my Venus is about. It's about love and money and, you know.
Yes,
like,
it is.
Okay. So,
it
okay, yeah.
Yep, you bet. And you've got, well, and that one, you've got the Queen of Spades and the Three of Spades in your Venus time frame. So it's like, it's mastery. The Queens indicate there's mastery things. The threes indicate highly creative times, but they can also be worrying and decision about things. And it can also be some health issues in there. So, yeah, so definitely, you know, call back in. We're here 6 days a week. And, you know, it's always 773-897-6461. So love to hear from you throughout the year.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for all those information.
Okay, you are welcome.
Well, you have a good one.
You too, and thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, golly. All right. I'm doing bad on my time management today here, guys. We've got two callers left, and I've got like 9 minutes here, so I'm going to do about 4 minutes each here. We're just going to do a real quick one. Just want to, you know, golly. Sorry about this. Okay. Area code 512, you're on with us. What can we answer for today,
Dave?
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'd like just a reading, general reading.
Okay. So what is your birth month and day?
12-3.
12-3, so it's coming up. Okay. And then how old are you now, or how old are you going to be?
53, I was born.
Born 53, okay. Well, let's see what I can tell you here, and I'm going to encourage you to call back because this is going to be really super short. We can talk about this a little bit longer. December 3rd, you are a two of diamonds, is your birth card, and your planetary ruler is a four of spades. Okay, got a lot of stuff going there. Twos are the people that like to be in partnership, and a lot of your lessons have come through I'll say finances, but your deeper goal for this lifetime, whatever, has been finding your values and really figuring out what is important to you. Two of diamonds is called the Wheel of Dealer card. You've got a lot of innate intuition that if you follow, it's always going to lead you to success and show you the right path to follow. Inherited in that intuition is a high set of values, often a mission in life, which involves partners and others. There's a certain amount of ambition, usually for money, to keep them motivated. But ambition is good because you can sometimes get into ruts, especially in closest relationships. If you tap into your inner guidance, you know, that little inner voice, and think of Tom Selleck, you know, as Magnum P.I., you know, listen to that inner voice. You find a path that will be fascinating and rewarding. You do your best by establishing yourself in one business and sticking with it. It's one of the most successful cards in the deck, and you have only yourself. You know, I'm kind of to blame if you shot yourself in the foot if you're not happy and productive, because you really have, you know, some good things to come out of this. You're called that Wheeler and Dealer card because you like to be involved in business and finance, especially with friends and associates. It's a partnership card, which usually chooses to work with others rather than alone. You work well in the sandbox with others. Two is the number of logic. Two of diamonds have a mind that's really quick at making distinctions and evaluations. You're often attracted to and good at working with computers for the same reason. It's only when you're emotionally unfulfilled that your capable mind becomes pessimistic or argumentative. Financially, it's one of the most fortunate cards in the deck. A lot of you make considerable sums of money, especially after the age of 35, so you've got a lot to be grateful for. Just be careful your social obligations do not tax your health and your well-being. Sometimes you get so caught up in your work that you forget to take care of yourself, so don't do that. This is kind of like on a plane where the stewardesses always go, you know, put your own mask on first before you try to help your child. So it's like, you know, because otherwise if you don't take care of yourself and you go down, there's nobody else there. So make sure you're taking care of your health, okay?
Okay.
You can make large sums of money in real estate, especially in your later years. You can maintain good health throughout your life. It's one of the cards that if, you know, here's that country western song, if I know I'm going to live a long time, I'm taking better care of myself, you can live to the age of 100. You like to mix and mingle and reach deals with others. For some twos of diamonds, your life holds a really special purpose, a mission that involves bringing higher knowledge of some kind to the world and those you love. You're the messengers of light. And relationships, you've got strong, thick attitudes and ideas and principles about love that's very admirable on one hand, and then on the other, sometimes your greatest hurdle to your romantic and emotional happiness. You know, a lot of you need to learn that love and marriage are more than fixed ideas. Once you're in a relationship, whether good or bad, sometimes you're stuck by those fixed principles. It can cause you to live where you're not happy. When that happens, you can get bitter, inclined to negativity, and you manifest that argumentative side of that card. As a male, if you're in a marriage that's over emotionally, you might, you know, stepped out, you know, whatever, either multiple affairs, but you, you know, you try to shun divorce, okay? Or if you did, it's like, you know, your whole attitude was people should stay married forever. It's a belief that all of you kind of examine for its validity before you enter into marriage. But, you know, it's like I can relate because you're the same age I am. I'm 53, so I understand that that whole principle there and that we were raised with. With your Ace of Hearts as a Pluto card indicates a strong but hidden need for affection, which can go unnoticed or unacknowledged because you get so involved in the mental side of your life and work or business that that inner need for affection and self-respect is at the heart of most of the relationship issues and problems. You're a very intellectual person. You've got that powerful mind. It serves you really well in your careers, but sometimes it can be a stumbling block to success in personal relationships because it kind of inhibits your ability to feel. So I'm just going to say, you know, connect. Make sure you're connected with your heart, okay? With work, that inhibition can be overcome. You can, you know, learn to communicate intimate feelings that are necessary for a really healthy relationship. And with that four of spades, four is also card of stability. It's like you really, and you know, you really want that stability in whatever you're doing. Let's look at the fours. As a planetary ruler, it gives you more, it makes you more security oriented, encourages you to create a solid foundation in your life, gives you good organization skills, a logical mind that keeps your life peaceful. You tend towards family and home matters, and you make them extra important in your life. You're a hard worker and actually enjoy working, which also brings you peace. Keep in mind, others may not see the value in the same things as you. Sometimes people are going to think you're really stubborn and unwilling to see things from their point of view. You like to build a life on a firm foundation, just, you know, like one block at a time. You got fears about money that seem to come out of nowhere, and you tend to attract friends with money. So that's kind of the, that's what I kind of got for a general at the moment today. And oh golly, got a couple minutes left here for our last call. It's like I would encourage you, please, you know, call back in tomorrow because we've got a couple. We've got a gal at noon Eastern time that is. Pamela, our musical psychic, and she can give you more insights with a different perspective, as we all put that. So,
okay.
You know, thank you for calling.
So much.
I hope that helped. And it's like, you know, please do call back in. We're here 6 days a week, 773-897-6461. And thank you so much for calling in today. All righty. Okay, 504. I'm going to get you here for the last 2 minutes.
Okay, it's Debbie, and my birth date is 2/12, February 12th.
Same as Abe Lincoln. All right.
Yeah, I love him.
There he is.
And I'm honest.
Honest, Abe, I love it. Okay, let's see. And I'm going to encourage you. It's like, I'm so sorry. It's like I lost track of our time, and it's like, okay, let's see. Where you are at, your birth card and your planetary ruler. 2/12, besides being a, I'm an Aquarius too, so I love Aquarius. Oh, wow, you're a king of diamonds. Wow, this is really cool. Excellent.
A king or queen?
King. Your birth card is a king of diamonds. That's what Abe Lincoln was. And look where he was, 90 seconds, dang it. Ruler, you know, like the president of the country. And you also have a six of diamonds as your planetary ruler, which is definitely, it's a karmic card with different things. Boy, off the cuff here, darn. Okay. Kings of diamonds, when you're a lady king of diamonds, gives you a lot of power, and it also makes it so some of the guys, it's like, you know, you're going to have to find a special guy. If you've already found him, hang on to him because, you know, it's like you've got a lot of power at your disposal. Oh, I love this. 60 seconds. Thank you. But it's called The Successful Business Person. You're the master of values, finances, and business. You can do very well in any business pursuit. You apply that inherited knowledge to your work with a lot of success. You're always more successful as the head of your own business, being an entrepreneur, than working for others. You can really, you know, it calls it being a mercenary when it comes to money and business. You know, you don't have to be. It's the only one-eyed king in the deck. And sometimes it makes you, it blinds you to certain aspects of life and situations. Some people, you know, a lot of people are going to say you're very stubborn. You know, you see only things only from your side of the issue, which is like, okay, yep, you're indeed. And this card, if you look at it from the older cards and stuff, it's the upraised battle axe on their card. It represents a fondness for competition. Sometimes, you know, you really like to compete. But all of you know what is of real value, and if you follow that knowledge, it appears to be 10 seconds. Please, please, please call back in. I want to do the rest of this one. It's like we are on like, say, I host on, normally I host on Tuesdays. Tomorrow, Jethro is. And on Wednesdays, we have Dina Flanagan, but also we do sometimes a doubleheader with the birth cards. But please do call back in. I really want to do this reading for you. It's like, this is so cool. I very rarely get to read for Lady Kings of Diamonds, and it's like, you got
Wednesday,
cool,
what time?
On.
I'll call you back.
Okay, sounds good. It's I'm usually on Mondays, and it's like what I can say. On Mondays are kind of bop around because I'm homeschool my kids. So just call that number, the 773-897-6461, and it'll usually tell you what time the show is going to start. You know, or you know, failing that, it's like if you just click follow, they'll send you like to your email and say it'll be like a show reminder, like an hour or two, whatever it is, you know, before the show's on. So do call us back, and it's like we're here 6 days a week, just different people host on different days. So anyway, but tomorrow will be Pamela, our musical psychic. So call in and see maybe what she's got to say too. But as a fellow Aquarian, call back because I want to read your Abe Lincoln birth cards, man.
Okay,
really cool.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.